T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love Throwback Thursday, and Solana just said to me, let's see if you know this song. I don't know what it is, Solana. What is it?
This is Midnight Star, No Parking on the Dance Floor.
Well, damn. That's the motto I live by.
You can't dance.
That's the motto I live by. Actually, I can park. I do no dancing on the dance floor. I park on the dance floor.
You clap before you start moving.
So I'm in Los Angeles, and you've got the Spence Porter pay-per-view on Saturday. And I was saying to Solana during the commercial break, it's been a really smooth broadcast for me being in Los Angeles and Crowder being in the studios in Miami. Except for that last segment. That last segment was a little bit herky-jerky only because Sedano was sitting next to me here and was joining us for a couple of segments, and then Errol Spence Jr. walked over, and so we had to take him on the air. And so, and it was fun to talk to the champ, obviously, but Sedano had to leave because he's got his radio show tonight in Los Angeles, and he had just taped Around the Horn, and so he came here for a couple minutes just for us, and then I didn't even get to tease that Darren Revelle was coming on with us, but I had teased you earlier in the show that Darren Revelle is coming on with us, so we're going to get back on schedule here. So I'm excited about this because Crowder and I, we talk gambling all the time, and I'm fascinated also with the things that Darren Revelle is fascinated by, stadium foods and pop culture foods, and we love talking the business side of sports. And Darren Revelle is going to join us every week around this time. And Darren Revelle is on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And he's with us now. Hello, Darren.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Very good. So let me start here. Let me start with our Dolphins, which we were talking with Sedano about as well. Now, we've been betting against the Dolphins every week. We lay, you know, it's massive numbers. It's stuff that you don't normally see in the NFL. And we've won all 3 weeks. It was a nice cover by the Cowboys last Sunday. Probably didn't deserve to win that bet, but we did. Has the public, you see it with the Action Network, and I follow you on Twitter, and I see you see what the public's doing, what the sharps are doing. Has the public been taking the points with the Dolphins, or is the public laying the points against the Dolphins?
Well, this week is a different scenario. So I think, you know, clearly last week, despite the almost unprecedented, it was the first time since the fifth week of the 1987 season that there were two teams that were more than 20-point dogs in the Jets and the Dolphins. People were parlaying that, both of them together. And, you know, as we knew, the Jets actually did cover because of the Jarrett Stidham pick six when they took Brady out, which is a weirdly strange move given that I think Brady's only been taken out in like 31 of 315 games. But yes, people have been taking the Dolphins, but this week seems to be a little bit different. I think who knows about the Chargers, right? I mean, I just feel like we're at a point where, you know, we still don't know the identity of teams. We think the Dolphins are almost historically bad, but there are some teams that, you know, and some numbers that now with the Chargers, when we're talking about 16.5, who knows on this game? So I haven't really seen either way, but I will tell you that Chad Millman and I do the super contest in Vegas where you pick five teams per week, try to get the best percentage. And I had been heavy, I'm Joe Q Public, and he's Mr. Sharp. I had been very heavy on the Dolphins, and I would not touch this pick this week.
Oh, really? Okay. Because Darren Revelle is with us. Crowder and I, we're already in on the Chargers on this one. And that, you know, you mentioned that New England game too. In all transparency, we had New England laying the points, and I mean, I could not have been more frustrated. It's like you said, Tom Brady never comes out of a game, and it was that was one of the more frustrating beats.
Did you see the math I did on that? I don't know if you saw my story. Probably not.
No.
Anyway, I had a parlay, $150 parlay to win $650 that got busted on that. And so I came in on Monday morning and sat by our stat guy, Evan Abrams, who's the most unbelievable number cruncher I've ever seen. I go, pull this up. How many times has Tom Brady been pulled? And he says something like 31 out of 315 or whatever his starts are. I go, okay, how many times has that quarterback thrown a pass? And he's like, 9% of the time. I go, okay, how many times has that pass or any of the passes that a Tom Brady replacement when Tom Brady was healthy and he played in that game thrown a pick six twice? Matt Cassel in 2005 and 2007. This was the third time, and it's like, come on. And then Brady comes back in the game, and it's like, God.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Darren, with those crazy lines, like, you know, they'll get there in college, but they don't get in the 20s and, you know, mid-20s right. In the NFL. Do you enjoy that? Like, is it tougher for you to deal with lines that big?
You know, it's very fun to talk about, right, because you see so many threes and six and a halves, and, you know, when you see something that large, I mean, that's often what makes college a little bit more interesting than the NFL. And honestly, maybe a little bit more easier, right? Like, the NFL is the worst sport to bet in terms of, like, thing, you know, it just seems like there is so much parity. The numbers are so tight. The information is great. I mean, in college, you know, we have guys, you know, betting some of these games that, you know, where they feel like they know a little bit more. No one knows a little bit more in the NFL. Everything's out there. So college, from a betting standpoint, like, you know, you have this weekend where the Houston quarterback decides to redshirt, and Houston's a 3-point favorite. And then all of a sudden he decides to redshirt. The only quarterback that Dana Holgorsen has for the Cougars is his son, who has thrown one pass or something like that. And the line goes from 3, Houston as a 3-point favorite, to North Texas as a 7-point favorite. A 10-point swing. I mean, these things don't happen. So, yes, the answer is that these – huge spreads have provided some excitement that, frankly, we're not used to in the NFL game.
Darren Revelle is with us, brought to you by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds, expert analysis for every game. I'm here in Los Angeles, as you know, and Errol Spence and Sean Porter are fighting Saturday night at the Staples Center. How much interest is there, gambling-wise, in this particular welterweight unification bout?
You know, I do feel like boxing has had a little bit of a renaissance. I mean, let's be honest. You know, we thought 5 to 7 years ago that the UFC was going to destroy boxing. And I think what we've found is that they are two different sports and there are two different markets. And so I think when you look at this fight, you look at the venue. The venues still want to have big fights. I think boxing is in better shape, admittedly, than I thought it would be in. When I saw the idea of Conor McGregor getting in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, I thought we were like, okay, this is it. This is the point where boxing is now the only way to relevance is a stunt. And I think boxing is more healthy now than it was then, because I think there are fights that people are legitimately interested in, that venues are legitimately interested in hosting. And, you know, so I think boxing is in a state that's not great, but it's not as dire as people thought it would be.
Darren Revelle is with us. Now, one of the reasons that we're excited to have you on every week, you have a lot of the same interests, and, you know, since your ESPN days when we've been following you as the sports business reporter, you have real pop culture interests and takes, and I'm fascinated by it. So I'm here in L.A., and I'm going to stop at In-N-Out Burger because you have to when you're out in L.A. Where do you stand on In-N-Out?
I think that it's very interesting. So In-N-Out is owned by a single woman, Lindsay Snyder, who at 35 got the entire business and became a billionaire. She's the heiress to the whole throne there. You know, I think from a food standpoint, I think the fries are very overrated, whether they're animal style or not. And by the way, I'm not smiling doing this. I'm very serious.
No, and we're serious about this.
The burger is pretty good. I think the burger beats and I think the equivalent here, you know, you cannot compare like a Shake Shack burger because of the cost to an In-N-Out. So I think the same cost is probably a Five Guys. I have Five Guys with the better fries by a mile, and I think In-N-Out has the better burger.
You know, I should send you info on my Hochman burger. I've got a Hochman burger available. I'll describe it to you. This is at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Two locations in South Florida, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. It's a half-pound burger. It's got Fritos on both sides of it. It's got chili, shredded cheddar, raw onions, and sour cream.
I'd eat that. For sure.
It's fantastic. Crowder, you went and got one with me. It's fantastic. Am I lying?
Oh, it's delicious. I had some doubts, but when I tasted it, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good burger. But now, what about Whataburger? Because Crowder and I, last time we did a fight was in Dallas. I'd never been to Whataburger, heard about it forever. I fell in love with it. I loved Whataburger 1,000 times more than In-N-Out Burger. Where do you stand on that?
So the problem with what – so, you know, my job is to try to be – kind of the guy who polls America. And Whataburger is In-N-Out, although it is regional, and Whataburger is regional, most people have made In-N-Out a destination, so most people have tried it. My problem with Whataburger, I also enjoy Whataburger, but my problem in polling people is that there's a ton of people who have not tried it. And I feel like In-N-Out, it's such a destination. It's like people get off the plane in L.A. or Vegas and go to it, that it's been hard for me to figure out how America feels about it. But obviously, if you poll, if you're polling Texas or anything like that, that's probably the best market to poll, by the way. Five Guys, Whataburger, and In-N-Out. They're all in Texas. That would be probably the best place to see who actually wins.
And Darren, like you said, In-N-Out and Whataburger are regional, but you're a man of everywhere. You travel. So are those regional places really, do they just destroy your Wendy's and McDonald's or Burger King? Like, they're that much better than the national stuff?
The interesting thing is that I think when everyone was going nuts over the Popeyes, and how did they really run out of that stuff? Come on, the Popeyes chicken sandwich. I mean, you can't get some chicken. I mean, please. I actually think the Wendy's chicken sandwich is amazing. It's not apples to apples, but it is just because they throw a tomato on there instead of a pickle, and they have shredded lettuce. But I sometimes, yes. The straight up burger, you can actually tell the quality between a Whataburger, In-N-Out, and Five Guys, and the Wendy's McDonald's burger. Those burgers, if you have no sauce and no bun on it, and you just say as a quality burger, those are much more quality type burgers. I think Hochman, I think you got to go to Slater's out there.
I never even heard of it.
It's their patty is half ground beef, half bacon.
Oh, my God. Mm. Well, I know which
Slater's
half I prefer.
Slater's 50-50 burger. I think it's called the Slater's 50-50 burger. Also,
right,
you also need to find out where the closest slapfish is. S-L-A-P-F-I-S-H, yes.
What is that like a fast food? Are both those places...
I think they have a they do a lot of stuff with lobster. Crazy lobster sandwiches.
You are speaking my language, man. I'm going to tweet you my Hockman burger and see what you think, okay?
Okay.
All right, Darren Revell. He's going to join us every week. He's brought to you by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Thank you, Darren. We always appreciate talking to you.
All right, we'll see you next week, guys.
There you go, Darren Revell. I mean, speaking my language, man. Crowder, he's got the lobster stuff. He's got the half bacon, half ground beef burger. That might be a better burger than the Hockman burger.
Bro,
that pains me to say that.
Did y'all just become best friends?
Oh my God, I've been trying to get in this guy's head for 5 years. I think my plan may be happening.
When he said I'm not smiling here, I'm serious. I said, boy, Hawk's loving this.
I was like, you're goddamn right, you're serious, because so am I.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.